Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Happy, happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up and energized with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. Yes, so happy Tuesday to you. As we look at the calendar, today is April 30th. Can you believe it? It is already the last week of April. Not actually the last week. There's only 3 days this week that was April. So that was Sunday, Monday, and today, Tuesday, April 30th. So the time again continues to speed along, and we have no choice but to watch the time speed along. But the question we have to ask ourselves as the time continues to speed along is, what are we doing about those life goals that we have set out for ourselves? So welcome to our accountability hour. This is the time we stop by every week to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. And how are we putting that life goal into action? So what are we doing every day, every week, every month to ensure that we stay on track with those life goals? So this is where we stop by every week to do just that. We enjoy some great music. We enjoy an inspiring interview. And then we have a tip of the week, or just some more information that we would like to share with you this week. So we always like to start the week on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What can you find to be grateful for today? Because we can spend so many hours complaining and complaining and complaining, and that really doesn't add any value to our life. Yes, it is important to vent, but it is also important to see the good that is going on within our life. So again, if you cannot find anything to be grateful for, remember you woke up this morning. So that is a great place to get started on a note of gratitude. So this week we have another power-packed interview for you. This time we are speaking with Mr. Derek Peters out of Dominica. If you're from Dominica, you know that Derek is the pioneer of the genre of music that we created in Dominica called bouillon music. So if you're familiar with Dominica, you know we are a tiny island, but we are filled with very, very, very talented and brilliant minds in Dominica. And yes, I know I'm bragging, but it is actually true. So it is one of the very few islands that has created two genres of music, Kadaslipso, which was created by my dear friend, Mr. Gordon Henderson from the Exile One Band, and bouillon music, which was created by the likes of Derek Rob Peters, Cornell Phillips, and the rest of the WCK band out of Dominica. So Derek has won a very important lawsuit against, it wasn't won, but it was settled. He received a settlement from the likes of Marshall Montano, who is considered the king of soca music, so a very big fish in soca music, and he was able to win a settlement from them for not using their music correctly. So intellectual property rights, something that we always encourage our musicians to pursue as they continue to create their songs, their music. So he stopped by to tell us why it was so important for this to be a David and Goliath battle. And yes, once again, David has won this battle. So he stopped by to tell us all about it. So I want to bring you the majority of his interview with us. I think you will find it very insightful in terms of all the lessons we can learn from him. And the rest of the interview, before I forget, the rest of the interview is posted on my Facebook and my YouTube channels. So again, that is Push Past 10, PUSHPAST10 on both Facebook and YouTube. Push Past 10 on Facebook and YouTube for the final portion of the interview, because we will only be able to provide you with some of the interview during our 1 hour time here on Untapped Potential. So again, welcome to the program. It seems like every time we come on the program, we are announcing yet another death of another prominent Dominican. So it is so unfortunate to see the dark cloud of death that seems to be covering Dominica right now. So unfortunately, late last week, we heard of the passing of another cultural icon, another cultural stalwart, who goes by the name Rasmo Moses. And we were very fortunate to have Rasmo make major contributions to several of our programs on Push Past 10. So what I'm going to do this week is I want to celebrate him. So we're going to be replaying some of the interviews that he did with us on Push Past 10. So again, Facebook and YouTube, you can check that out if you're interested in getting to know Rasmo, or if you did know him, so you can be a part of the celebration of his life and his contribution to Dominica. So in the spirit of celebrating Rasmo, I wanted to bring you this song. He was known for using drums and poetry and turning them into music. So I want to bring you this number, one of the songs that he did, and it is called Whitey Kubuli Dominica. So again, if you're from Dominica, you know that Whitey Kubuli is the name my Kalinago ancestors gave to Dominica when they first arrived on the islands, many centuries before Christopher Columbus discovered Dominica. So hundreds of years before Christopher Columbus discovered, quote unquote, Dominica and the Caribbean islands, my ancestors, the Kalinago people, were the proud owners of these islands. So this is the name that they gave our beautiful island, Dominica, Whitey Kubuli. And Rasmo has always been known for celebrating our ancestry in Dominica. So let us enjoy this number from Rasmo Moses, Whitey Kubuli, and then we will go straight into the interview from Derek Rapida. So in a way, we're kind of celebrating our musical icons this week here on Untapped Potential. So again, enjoy this number from Rasmo, and then we are gonna go straight into our interview with Mr. Derek Ra Peters, a legendary pioneer of Booyah music. Stay tuned.
Thank you. How much Dominican history do you know? Want to learn some fun facts? We have a great and fun way to test your knowledge and learn more about our history. Get your copy of Dominic Anu, Dominica in Puzzle. Fun for the whole family. Available now on Amazon.com. Visit pushpast10.com to learn more. Email us at dominicainpuzzle@gmail.com or call 877-698-9894.
Today we have a story of David versus Goliath that you certainly want to be a part of. So don't forget, as you're coming in, share the live. Good evening, Glenda Schillingford. Always great to have you on board. And I'm sure you will be especially interested in this program. So guys, as you're coming in, share the live. Let everyone know that we are here. We are having this great program. And let me go ahead and bring in our guest, Mr. Derek Rob Peters, a man who needs absolutely no introduction. Rob, thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me on. And good night to all the listeners out there. And we want to give thanks and praise for another day and to be in the land of the living. And of course, you know, hope we have a good program tonight. We're going to share some information.
Yes. So I want to be the first to say congratulations on securing that settlement that you recently secured over copyrights of your music. So what I want to do, I want to share with our audience, for those who are less familiar with the particular case that we're talking about, I want to share an interview, an article from Dominica News Online about this particular case. So guys, listen very carefully, and then we will get into the conversation. But again, come on in and share the live as you're coming in. So here is the article from Dominica News Online, and it says, settlement in copyright infringement case against Marshall Montano and Lashley Moto Winter. And it is dated, let's make sure we get the date, April 13th, 2024. In a dramatic turn of events, the longstanding legal battle between Derek Rob Peters and Trinidadian soca superstar Marshall Montano, along with Lashley Moto Winter, has finally come to a close. The suit was filed by Peters against the two renowned artists for allegedly copyright infringement was settled just moments before the commencement of the highly anticipated trial on March 4th, 2024. The dispute stemming from a complex web of intellectual property claims had gripped the attention of music enthusiasts and legal observers alike since its inception. Peters, a prominent figure in the Caribbean music industry, accused Montano and Winter of unlawfully using his intellectual property without proper authorization, sparking a contentious legal saga that spanned several years. Despite numerous attempts at mediation and negotiations, a resolution had remained elusive, leading both parties to the brink of a courtroom showdown. However, in a surprise development, representatives of Peters, Montano and Winter announced a last-minute agreement, bringing an end to the protracted litigation. The terms of the settlement, which, while undisclosed to the public, are believed to encompass financial compensation and potential future collaboration between the parties involved. This unexpected turn of events has not only spared all parties the uncertainty and expense of a lengthy trial, but has also paved the way for potential reconciliation within the Caribbean music community. For readers seeking a refresher on the origins and details of the case, initial report by Dominica News Online on January 25th, 2021 provides comprehensive coverage and background information. The article sheds light on the intricacies of the legal dispute and the underlying allegations put forth by Derek Rob Peters. With the legal battle now behind them, stakeholders in the Caribbean music industry
hopeful that this settlement will serve as a catalyst for greater cooperation and respect for intellectual property rights moving forward. So, that sounds like it was about to be a David versus Goliath battle between you and Marshall Montano and Motor. So just kind of tell us the inception of this issue, what song was involved. And of course, we know that there's a disclosure that you cannot reveal all the details of what transpired. But we still want to have the conversation because there's so much we can learn from this particular situation. So just kind of tell us what transpired in terms of what you can reveal.
Well, that to do basically with a song that I saw and, you know, when I reach out and basically that was it. And of course, we went for the whole motion. The cinema, the song was Balance Batty. I think everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. And all the little parts in between, of course, as you know, is something that you cannot go for with a fine tooth comb. And basically, you reach out, and there's where we are, and you know, I approach, and that was it. That we had to go through that whole motion, you know, where we finally agreed, you know, that you know, in the interest of the music industry and Caribbean unity and stuff like that, for us to just agree and have a settlement, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which I think is good for Caribbean music, but more so. It's good that for the other artists coming up, artists who's there already, artists who's coming up already, mm-hmm. To serve as a example that you need to have yourself covered with your copyrights, you know, and know your rights, you know.
Right.
Your industry a little better, you know, basically. I mean, if you could check some years ago when back in Ikada's time, you know, you had bands like Chubby had used, for example, that went to Guadalupe. They recorded, you know, in different studios, in Magnet as well, but most of Guadalupe. And they didn't exactly know their rights, you know, what's a composer, what's a writer, what's a producer, a publisher, and all those areas there. So you need to get to know exactly, you know, who are those people, what role they play, you know, how you define their role and stuff like that, you know. So we need to get those areas together so people could know exactly how they really, you know, traveling in that whole music industry. That
right, means. Because what you're speaking of is many times in Dominica, I can't speak for the other islands, but many times in Dominica, things are done kind of vikey-vi. So you love music, you want to perform, you form a band, you make a couple of songs, you start performing here, there, and everywhere. Maybe you get to go overseas, but nobody is really looking at the business of music. Right. So what I've done, I have sent the copy of this particular live to everyone I know who's a musician in my WhatsApp group. I'm also sharing it on Facebook, and I am encouraging our viewers to do so as well, so that we have to keep talking about the business of the music. It's not just about picking up your instruments, playing along, and not being concerned about the copyrights, registering your music. So that is what you're pretty much saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because the industry need to get a little more serious right now, especially if, I mean, Carlos music, yes, but Booya music for instance, you see, because that's where my focus really is. You see how Booya music is just like taking over, and we have to, you know, congratulate and encourage the new artists that's really pushing. Some people may like their stuff, people may not like their stuff. As they say, it's different strokes for different folks. You know, everything have a time and place. But at the same time, these guys doing some work that, you know, of course, you know, it can get better, but now we have to give jacket. You know, these guys are pushing, you know, they're doing some work. So you have to congratulate them and encourage them, you know, because they're really pushing it out there. And you see now Booya music has taken off. I mean, for instance, you have a lot of young groups and younger groups that are coming up, you know. I mean, unlike Kalas music, you find that it kind of almost gets stagnant, and you know the life of Cadas in its prominence was maybe from around 72, 73 to about 79. But you see all the force of Buya music is going from strength to strength, and the average youth in Dominica is into Buya music. So, you know, my cry to them is that look at the industry in a positive light, get more organized. Of course, we need training, you know, and I mean, if the powers that be realize, you know, what's really happening now, for them to put some stuff into it is just like, it's culture, it's like agriculture. We cannot just, you know, say about, oh, Dominica is a nature island the same way, you know, we mashing up the nature isle, you know? You know, we have it there just for advertising purposes. No, let's make it an industry. I'm talking about the Buya industry. Let's make it happen. So that's one of my main reasons, like, for really standing up, yes, for my rights, yes, but no, to be an example for other youths coming up, for them to understand who, you know, what their role are, when you know what, how you define their role, you know. If you're a songwriter, what are your rights? If you're a composer, if you're a producer, you know, what are your rights, you know? So basically, that was one, and I cannot stop talking about, you know, what we had gone through, because I had a little bit of the era of the Cadas, had a little part of it, but no, other people that put some hard sweat and tears, you know, they lost their rights because no register their stuff, you know. So, you know, praise God.
You're absolutely right, because in terms of how prolific Buya music is becoming, because when I first hear about the case, I actually thought the song that was being referenced was that song by Marshall Montano, More, give me the Ministry of More, More Road, because it too has a Buya beat. But for those who are interested in knowing what song it is a song called Issa Vibes, Issavibes. So you can simply Google it on YouTube. It's a song called, and I mean, it is straight up Balance Party. And again, if you cannot respond to the question, just to let us know, Ra, we completely understand. But did you approach them initially and say, hey, that is actually a Buya song that was written by, and you wrote Balance Party, right?
Yeah, written.
So did you reach out to them and say, hey, that is our song?
The composition is with two other individuals, you know.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, but did you reach out to them? Are you able to talk about that?
The lyrics for the song that I did, and you know, most of my songs I do only do the lyrics, you know, I compose the music too, and the instrumentation, you know, the orchestration as well, you know. That's what I enjoy doing. I like, you know, orchestrating my music. So now, you know, you have, you know, different instruments, what instrument you use to play what part and stuff like that. So I do a lot of that, you know. So you know, people just have to have clearly, you know, when they do something, you know, understand exactly what they're doing, you know. So when it comes up, so that's why we really need to get that going, you know, in the industry. You know, in the music industry, and especially in the Buya music industry, that, you know, people have their role and understand their role clearly, you know.
Right. But were you intimidated thinking, you know, Marshall Montano is known as the king of soca, so he's a very big fish, right? So were you intimidated to think, well, you know, if I try to go into litigation with Marshall, he's a big time name, he will like squash me? Or did you think to yourself, no, I have to stand up for my rights?
Well, the latter, you know, you just have to stand up for your rights no matter what, because now wrong is a wrong and a right is a right, no matter, you know. Because now, I mean, you know, in our area, you know, in our environment, in the, you know, according to who you are, you could get right, and according to who you are, you get wrong, even though we reach a stage where right is wrong and wrong is right, you know, but now you have to stand up for your right, you know. And I think very much like the Wailers, Peter Tosh, Bob, and Bonnie Wailer, you know, when they make a song, get up, stand up, stand up for your right, you know. Don't give up the fight, you know. So I never look at you know, on any guys like personally. That was my intention, because the worst thing I think, you know, is to just want to bring somebody down because of their name or your figure. Well, you know, because it's not about that for me, really. you know, is to me, is right is right and wrong is wrong. And you just have to do things the right way and, you know, everybody will be cool. So it's not a thing about, I think, you know, yes, you know, I may be David and maybe Goliath, or I may be feeling like Samson, and Philistines, you know, and no matter what it is, you know, it's like, you know, basically, no fair weapon form against me, shall prosper. It's just like I it's simple how I be there. I go in with the spirit of the Most High. You know, it's not no way that I want to be bringing on nobody, but now at the same time, you know, you have to stand up for your right, and that's it basically. And that's what the copyrights is about, you know, to know exactly what are your rights and you know how you go about protecting your rights. That's what you have to do. You have to protect your rights.
Yeah, and you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have this conversation with you, Ra, is because, first of all, I'm so proud of you and I'm truly happy. Again, congratulations. But the other reason I wanted to have this conversation with you, because we have to talk about the lessons learned. Because so many times in Dominica, we see people not standing up for their rights. They know what their rights are, but they think, boy, if I try to speak out, this is going to be taken from me. That is going to be taken from me. I'm afraid of the, you know, maybe you somebody in your position might have been thinking, oh, maybe I won't get to collaborate with Marshall. Maybe there might be an opportunity in the future where we can collaborate. But if I speak up, then that opportunity is lost. So let us talk about that, you know, the other areas in life that your particular case applies to.
Well, a lot of people think, because it's a big, mighty, whatever. But no, I would think it's, as I said already, that wasn't the case for me. I never think it was necessary just because, you know, it's a big person like that. I'm a small person like that. And for the future of the music, that's why we came to the agreement for the future of the music. Because I don't want to be, you know... at no kind of a war with people. To me, that's not necessary, because if music is the thing that unites us all, who am I to be the one to bring that division, you know? I would avoid it, but at the same time, no, you cannot compromise your rights. You know, I don't think that's a fair compromise, you know, to see about, oh, you know, and like a lot of people was of the opinion, well, because it's that might not happen because of that. But if you check, no, see how far Booyah Music has been going thus far. And, you know, because some people have the view, okay, right now is then certain things happening. Of course, it's modern times. The technology has changed. But the amount of work that we have done before and the path that we have set already, I mean, if we, and I say we're working a little more closer together and have more respect for each other, I mean, Booyah Music would have taken off long, because see, I mean, Afrobeats, it's there for a while. I mean, it's usually, when I was growing up, it was calling it Afro Rock. So when I used to be talking about Fela Ransom Kunti and Olatunji, people used to watch me like strange and stuff like that. But all that stuff that I grew up on, I know those guys, you know, I like from little baby, I know those guys. And you see how it transformed from Afro rock to Afro beats, and you see how quick that take off. Because now, of course, Africa is a bigger continent, and we all come from Africa, you know the vibe. But now you see how they cooperated, and how that take off, right? Booyah Music had the chance for doing that. I mean, we still have the chance, we still can. But at the time, we were really moving really quick, and for some reason, some guys decide, well, they start to cripple the vibes and hold it back. But anyway, you know, we still have that chance. So now, let Booyah Music rise, and you've seen how it's rising, you've seen how it's going. You know, it's like with the government now, you know, with or without the government input. As a matter of fact, some people in the government, even I'm doing as if they are Booyah stars right now, and I mean, it shows it's right there for, you know, they are Booyah stars, because now anybody
going all the way to China to sing,
you know, follow the money, you know, wherever the action is, that's where it is, you know. So, you know, it have a lot of that happening. But now you could see Booyah as an automatic, you know. Without you saying that, we are saying, you know, Kiyovli, Kiyopavli, Nukabai Booyah. You check? So, you know, you could see what's happening there right now. So, if they are smart, and you understand the powers that be, the fruit there with behind it, not just weaponizing it and taking advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, because I'm happy you're here, Ra, as the originator of the pioneer of our genre of music, Kadar Slips, and anybody who's not from Dominica, we like to, you know, boast about the fact that we're a tiny island, but we created two genres of music, Booyah music, as well as Kadar Slips. But I just want your views, because I see that Booyah is going in two directions, Ra, right? So we have Shelly and his music, Signal Band. Yeah. I'm a huge fan. I'm not even going to deny that. And then we have that Nasty Business. So what is your opinion on the directions that Booyah music is heading right now?
Well, you see, that's show you the strength of Booyah music. Right. You know, there's a bit for everyone. As I see it, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know, and everything have a time and a place to everything is its season. Mm-hmm. So right now you have, you know, Shelly Style, mm-hmm. you have the Nasty Business, you have the Culture, you have different styles happening. So that's what the Booyah, so that's to show you how the Booyah powerful. It have the positive
and versatile,
you know. You know, you could see what's happening there, you know. So there's a bit, it's also is a big pot of Booyah, and there's a plate for everybody. So everybody grabbing their plate, and some people adding what they want in their plate. Somebody say, oh, they put in a little a side order, you know. So they have the basic thing, and some people put in a side order. So, you know, I mean, some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot, 9 days old, you know. So
it's like you predicted this, right?
Yeah, that's why it is. The guys waiting, I mean, too many cooks will spoil the Booyah, but at the same time, you have different people that put in their spin to it.
Right.
And that is what making it the Booyah so interesting. Mm-hmm. Then you have a reason for having a conversation. Otherwise, it just flat. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, Booyah is the spice of life.
Yep.
That's what's happening now. I mean, you have different tastes, you know? I mean, so that's what's happening. So I will already take time off to criticize this, bringing this down and stuff like that. Yeah, if we can improve the formula, if we can work on it, you know, make it more palatable to different people, because you see, straight off, it have a market for the Nasty Business.
Mm-hmm.
You have people saying, well, okay, the Nasty Business, it's talking about women, it bringing them down and stuff. But the women and them like it more than the man and them. You could see how they behaving. It have a lot of, it have some women, you know, it have classy ladies, it have ladies, they like the lauta, it have ladies, they'll go in lago and drink, well, they don't go lago again. They'll go in lago and drink their wabio. It have those, they'll go by the president or whoever it is and have their whiskey and their cognac and them kind of a thing. So put it that way, it's almost like that the Booyah, it's serving different places, you know, different people. Some people want to cook the Booyah, you know, on a free stone fire. As usual, some people want to put it on a gas stove. You know,
I'll take mine in a pot by the river.
Right, you know, see, so it's different strokes for different folks. So basically, that is the kind of versatility of
music. Yes. And guys, keep the comments coming. You guys have to continue saying congratulations. I want to just see those flags. I want to see the Dominica flag. I want to see the claps. I want to see the thumbs up, because we are very proud. This is a tremendous success for Dominica. As you know, they like to call a small island. So we want to be able to show that even as small islands, we know our rights, and we refuse to be trampled upon by someone who's considered a mega superstar in soca music. And, you know, unfortunately, he did not do the right thing. I'm a huge fan of Marshall Montano. So it is not a question of bashing Marshall Montano, bashing Moto, but the right is the right thing to do. And the way they went about using Balance Bati and including it in their song was wrong. And so, you know, Derek is at Rise, not at liberty to disclose the settlement, but we are very happy that he was able to receive a settlement for that particular case. But something I read in the article, Ra, kind of struck me as well. It talked about the potential for collaboration. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's positive, and I figure in that case that just went on, what a perfect example, what a perfect opportunity. And in future, of course, we always, you know, the future looks bright because you look at other things that other producers in Dominica have done for other artists out there, that keep on doing for other artists out there. I mean, this year in Trinidad, we had quite a few Booyah Rhythm that went down to Trinidad, you know, some of them, you know, evolving, you know, some of them we haven't heard of. You could see what's happening there. And I mean, the entire Caribbean know it's Booyah music. That's the vibe. I mean, that's what's really happening. And we always big up soca music, and we contribute to soca music calypso as well, because now if on in the Caribbean that, you know, calypso, if you look like calypso, the only island that really do the authentic real calypso, like calypso self, is Dominica. When you listen to Dominica production of calypso, and of course soca, you know, we do soca, and we have our hands on soca music, meaning that now we help direct the movement of soca music, you know. And of course, Booyah is one that stands by itself. Booyah is a music by itself, you know, because of all big up, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know? And this is an important case as well, Rob, because, you know, when you listen to folks like Gordon Henderson or Kadas Lipso legends, they will tell you the soca music that Trinidad is claiming to have created was created in Dominica. Yeah, by someone who came from Trinidad. So that is a risk by you filing this particular lawsuit and getting the record straight. It puts that into perspective that we are not going to do like what happened to soca, where all of a sudden now it's Trinidad that created soca. So we want to make it abundantly clear that you can ask for permission and secure using our Booyah beats. But we want to make it abundantly clear that Booyah music originated from Dominica, and we have the rights to the music, and yes, with the correct permissions and the correct payments, you can use Booyah music. So I think that is another lesson learned.
Yeah, well, basically, we really have to push the vibe of Booyah music, represent Booyah music properly, so we can really stand out the way we need to stand out and bring the respect to the island. So not because we are a little island to say, okay, we're nothing, but you could see for a little island and the amount of musicians that we have, not only musicians, but bands, not only bands, but artists, you know, that we have in that little island there. I mean, right now it's so tough to get on any show because now so we overpouring with artists, you know, like back in the day, everybody's going to Guadeloupe, and I mean, was going to go and look like every weekend we had a request for Dominican artists, because we didn't have as much as we have right now, and you could see how the artists going out there, you know, small as it is, but they're going out there, they performing and they come back. So now that in itself should show the DFC or whoever, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and all that, now the power of Booyah music. Now, if you realize, they had a perfect opportunity of bigging up Booyah music as in and Booyah as the national dish, but no, they went on and they did Kalalu, the national dish. Mm-hmm. But no, that was a perfect opportunity to push Booyah as the national dish, because now you have Booyah the music, now you have Booyah the national dish. What a nice way to really, you know, advertise Dominica, and you know, you're pushing a genre of music, you're pushing a genre of food, because now Booyah music, Booyah is the food as well. Mm-hmm. A perfect opportunity. But now when we let those kind of opportunities slide us by, you know, I mean, like they say, lost opportunities cannot be regained. And if you check, there's one of them songs that I did, Tilling, you see, yes. The four things that come up back, you know.
As you're talking about the music, that bringing back some great memories, yeah, Ra.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the greatest punishment you could get back in my days to hear you're not going to a WCK jam. Boy, stress.
Right. See, because though, is the type of production, the type of work, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Things have changed right now. That's why the whole vibe went that kind of a way, which we're not really happy about. Some people, like, you know, that is what they really want, because now they have their agenda. But me personally, not really happy about that situation because we could have done much, much more, you know. And some people just deliberately, like, you know, like stumbling blocks, like obstacles in the way, like distractions, you know, they're preventing the whole vibe from happening. But anyway, such is life. But no, we have to continue because no, if these guys want to stop, there's other youths, there's younger people that's interested in pushing a vibe because no more power to Boya Music, because that's the stand I took is for Boya Music. I didn't really just take it for, it's just, rah, I want to do a team, right. I want to fight young people and to, no, is mm-hmm. standing up, taking a stance for Boya Music because I see it happen to Kadas Music.
Yep.
I see it happen, you know, and I didn't want to just stay there and just play dead, you know, because I mean, look at it in other areas, you know, besides the music, that we have so much talent in other things, you know, for instance, mm-hmm. the construction industry, yep. and so many other areas, you know, the mm-hmm. agriculture. And right now we had a ton of foreigners, which we're not against foreigners coming in mm-hmm. there. And Dominicans themselves now, they're pushing down their own people now to push foreigners. You know, we'd have a problem with foreigners because we are self-good in the foreign. Mm-hmm. But you have to respect yourself, and we're not asking the people out there in the foreign now to put down their people to put us up. No, you have to uplift your people as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there has to be a balance. There yes. has to be a balance.
Yes. So that's why it is, you know. And mm-hmm. just like in the agriculture right now, you know, people talking about agriculture, but what's really happening with the agriculture, you know? Yes, we have it there in the news and the advertisements and stuff, but what's really happening on the ground? That's what we're really concerned about, what's happening on the ground. So same way now, as I said now, kudos or however term they use to big up the artists that going through that, because a lot of them artists now doing things on their own, you know? For instance, my youth man there, Ajmal, he has this thing there and he's doing a lot on his own.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about Ajmal because, my God, every time I hear somebody promoting a song. Tell us a little bit more about what I'm Your Son, Ajmal, is doing these days.
Oh, well.
Carrying the legacy.
Yes, yes, that too. But no, he's working on his own stuff, producing. You know, he's producing mm-hmm. and playing with different artists and stuff like that, you know. So the vibe moves on, you know, it moving on. And just a while ago he left to go because he just set up that thing there for me, so I could go and look, he's going about his business, right. So he's been in doing his performances. And what I was hoping is that his personal, because he plays with other groups but he have his own band, you know, what I was hoping is that you know, he'd be given the opportunity to really showcase his band and his talent. But now some people have the view that, okay, whatever it is, for some reason, whatever it is, and if you're not on their side, or if you're in that side, or they're not sure where you are, and all those kind of integrity. This in itself, I think we should look at it as, you know, we're all Dominicans. We cannot be looking for who for this, who not for that, and stuff like that, and be pressing people. I think that's really all, because now, to me, politics is not really my vibe, you yep. know? A wrong is a wrong and a right is a right. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do a thing, you're right, I'll say, well, you're right. And if you do a thing, you're wrong, no matter who you are, I'll say you're wrong. So basically, that's me. But so I think we should allow, you know, the youth and them to thrive, give them a chance. And that's what I did. Make sure, like, for instance, I remember when Signal and them, there wasn't Signal yet. I can't remember if it's DPT or whatever they were. They used to be real sin right by me. I never asked them a black sense. Yes, they used to be real sin right by me. So when Shelly and them were coming up, and quite a few other bands and individuals.
Wow.
Because to make the industry grow, like back in the day, you know, fellas was like about yourself. But now, to make the industry grow, you have to bring in other people. Because imagine now you had one band playing a genre. You think that's possible? Mm-hmm. That you want to survive? Especially with the situation in the band right now. Mm-hmm. Or we would survive. Having not bringing other artists and other musicians as well, mm-hmm. you know?
And you know, I mentioned Signal Band and what's their name and Nasty Business. But you know, yeah. we also have to give big time credit to, you know, Triple K and Asa Bantan, because they too are continuing to make tremendous contributions. But we want to kind of find out what you're currently doing, Ra. Are you still involved in creating the music? Are you still playing a major role in the Buya industry? And guys, while we're having this conversation, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, boy, I would love to see Ra collaborate with Signal Band. So guys, who do you want to see Ra collaborate with? Drop a comment in the comment section. I'm coming to the comments. Yeah, so what are you doing right now, Ra?
I'm doing some stuff right now, you know, really, as my producer, so I deal with him, you know, in the background, working with him and stuff like that, working with his band. So now and then I do some performances here and there, you know, nothing major, but we still do some stuff. We have some other stuff coming up. Here and there, you know, not at liberty to talk and see what this, that, and that. And because, you know, people...
But you're still involved.
Yes, of course. Very much involved. For instance, I did that song for... Well, Ajmal and myself, we produced that song for the guy there, Generational Wealth, for the Buya, the Junior Buya Monarch. Yes. So he won last year, but this year he came in third. So we worked on a song for him. Though it was kind of a late, but you know, make sure that he had something that he could represent within about a week or two to the competition. We had time give it to him, give him the song, and it was kind of late, but you know, we still did what we could. You know, we had some other people had the opportunity of having a song ready, getting the people to push, because that's why it is, you know. Everybody had the people behind them, you know. So now you have to have what you call your resource people behind you, you know, basically that's how it works, you know. And some people are much more fortunate. They have certain people behind them, maybe in high and low places, you know. So you know, that's what really happening. But at the same time, we're still pushing. So I'm still here, you know, very much here. And we just about doing some repairs, because we get some blue since the hurricane, and
you're still repairing after the hurricane. My God.
Because though we get no assistance.
I remember we were talking about that.
For equipment, for repairs, nothing. We fighting all the way, but that's okay. That's okay. The problem is we're still in the process, you know, of doing, you know, what you have to do. But we're working with what we have. Just they say you have to use what you got to get what you need. So, that's this way we are, you know. So we're not crying. We're just doing what we have to do. You know, basically. So we're not out of the loop. We still work with people in different areas. We help people produce, you know, write, you know, compose, you know, for certain people. So we're still there, you know, be local, be in the foreign, you know, we still work.
And guys, if you joined us late, of course, this is Push Past 10. I'm Simone, and we're speaking to the pioneer, the originator of the Buya genre of music in Dominica, Mr. Derek Ra Peters. And we are just talking about an incredible victory he has secured by winning a settlement against Marshall Montano, a soca music king, that's what he's called, and Moto in a copyright infringement case. So let's go over to the comments and see what everyone's saying. Glenda Schillingford, we know you're fan number one, so she's here. Thank you, Glenda, for being here. And thank you for tagging folks to join the live. Guys, don't forget to tag your friends, your family, and especially those who are interested in music, so they can benefit from the importance of registering their music. So we have Jared Williams. Kudos to Ra for standing up and being undaunted in his pursuit for rights. Glenda says, can't intimidate once you know you're standing for your rights. Absolutely. She also says, it's not your style to bring down anyone. Proud of you, Han. Oh, that's so sweet. Gerald Williams, thank you for being here. Alista Irish, my neighbor in Baffa State. Always nice to have you on board. Angela Weeks, thank you for being here. Seraphine Yanni Raz, the Don of Buya. Absolutely. Much respect. Glenda, well said about the side dish illustration. Shima Roll is giving you claps. Angela, he deserves the honor. Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Basi Chuse, Basilia, nice to see you, my friend. Angela, the Buya legend forever. This should be a lesson to all artists. Damien Lee Blatt, thank you for all the flags. Anthea Adams, and yet he's on Creole Festival every year. and yet maybe you wanted to say he's not on Creole Festival and he should be on Creole Festival, or at least an integral part of planning the festival. Angela says, especially songs as big as Balance Batty, it has to be done correctly. Glenda Buyo Kitchen Studios, I like that. That is Ajmal's studio, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kitchen.
I remember that. And Thea, happy for you, Ra. Angela agreed, Dominican producers are two-tier as well. Gerald Williams, Marshall knows and understands the music business and has benefited from his engagements in Dominica. Yeah, he was just there for Creole Festival. So I'm pretty sure collaborating with artists from Dominica will also be beneficial for him with the current trajectory of Buyo. And then Angela says, Gerald Williams, well said. And that song is still big. Correct, Simone. I mean, those songs are timeless. Let's just agree that those songs are timeless. I mean, I dare you as a Dominican to hear Balance Batty and not move. Your batty is moving all by itself. Angela, but the small island artists need to carry the island and represent properly. And let's see, Jennifer Duke, thank you for being here. Let's take folks we haven't heard from. Ian, George, John, great insight. Ra, Angela, they need to call Dominica Big Island because the country has big talent. I agree. Gerald, Ra has to be commended for taking this whole fight, not on face value and as something of current affairs, but in the context of the genre as a business and its future. Angela, Gerald Williams, yep, it will bring a level of respect. Hear this, Ra. Levers Esprit says, the Grenadians are embracing Buyo music and now calling it their own. Okay, so we have to pay attention. Gerald, I've always respected the business-like focus. And in terms of who they would like to see you collaborate with, Signal Band, some female Calypso finalists. Yep, so, and then Baiki Hendrix says, facts, that band's sweet. Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for all the wonderful comments and for congratulating Amra, Jennifer Duke. I'm proud of schoolmate Ra Peters. Ra, so thank you so much again for joining us. Any comments you want to make based on the comments that were posted?
Well, the thing is, my comment here is to really thank the people and them that supporting Buyo music, that have been there with Buyo music, that continue to support Buyo music, that encourage other people to support Buyo music. And they just keep on uplifting and supporting the artists, the bands, and them everybody else that within the industry. Because even people like you, Simone,
yes,
that supporting the music, you know, by being a journalist, you know, a broadcaster, because you know all those people play their role, you know. So when you look at the industry, it's not just the musician on stage, it has people behind the scenes.
Yep, the DJs that promote the music, the radio stations.
You know, the promoters. Yeah, you know, the sponsors, you know, all those, they play their part, you know. Of course, and the government side of it, you know. So everybody...
But more could be done on that level, though. More could be done on that level.
So much more, because to me, what they do actually is just to sit down there and to collect it. They just collect, they already put anything in there. I mean, for instance, you'd see when they have the Creole Festival going on here, the local artists should be treated just like, you know, the foreign artists, meaning that you put them in a hotel for the night, you know, because you can't, it's like Chubby coming all the way from Granby, have to be driving down, you know, you put them in a hotel close by, you know, that they could just, and or even though it's another hotel, you know, for the day, take them out. So they could relax and, you know, be in a different life. And the taxi pick them up, bring them to the venue, they perform, bring them back, you know, instead of after the gig, everybody does.
So again, this was a portion of an interview that we did with a legendary pioneer of Booyah music, Mr. Derek Rob Peters out of Dominica. And I think you can already see the number of lessons we can learn from his experience with challenging Marshall Montano on his intellectual property rights and all the lessons for our musicians who need to register their music. So again, the rest of this interview is available at PushPast10, PushPast10 on Facebook and YouTube, so you can see the conclusion of that particular interview. And also don't forget to check out PushPast10.com for all the missed episodes of Untapped Potential. There's also a link to our YouTube channel and a link to our Facebook page. So again, PushPast10.com for all the information you need to know about what we do here with Untapped Potential, Roots Connections, and all the other projects that we are working on for the benefit of Dominica. So as we're continuing along with the program, in the beginning of the program, I mentioned that we won't have the tip of the week this week, but instead we will continue to share our concerns about the deaf. So we talked about the increasing number of deaths in Dominica. As a matter of fact, the same day that we heard of the untimely passing of a cultural icon, Ras Moore, we also heard of the demise of another salient figure in Dominica, Mr. Raymond Henderson, someone who had a wonderful spirit, a great smile, and just made everyone feel so welcome in his presence. But unfortunately, sometimes we simply do not know what is going on in the minds of our people. So Mr. Raymond Henderson succumbed to suicide on the same day that we lost Ras Moore. So we truly pray for his eternal rest, and that we may better understand what is going on with our men. And so we are trying to have a conversation with the men of Dominica to uncover exactly what is going on with our men, especially our young men, the frustration that comes with, for example, not having jobs. When we look around and we see that most of the jobs on projects such as the supposedly international airport are going to the Chinese and they employ their own, it is a great source of frustration for our young men in Dominica. So we are putting together a program to engage the men of Dominica on this specific issue. And not only to engage them, but to figure out a plan for moving forward to combat this tragic situation where it seems like more of our young men are resorting to suicide because they do not see a future for themselves. And so as we continue to be concerned about the death rate in Dominica, we also have to look at the Dominica-China Friendship Hospital. Because there too we see an increase in negligent death, and this has come to a head where we saw the death of Nurse Tracy John Lewis recently and her unborn baby because she did not receive the treatment, the emergency treatment that she needed while she was 8 months pregnant. So I want to bring you a clip from Nurse Rosie Felix, a former nurse at the hospital in Dominica, as she talks about the untimely death of Nurse John Lewis and what we ought to do to ensure that this simply does not continue. So take a listen to Nurse Rosie Felix's message, and then we will come back for the rest of the program.
Stay tuned. Women Dominica read the maternal death of Nurse Tracy John Lewis of Silver Lake. On behalf of Rosie Sparks Women Dominica, I extend profound condolences to the family, friends, community of Silver Lake, and professional colleagues of deceased Nurse Tracy John Lewis of Silver Lake, Dominica. A baby nurse, a hair artist, was stolen from us in broad daylight in the place where she worked. Her dream was killed, and Silver Lake's silver lining turned black with mourning. The news of her death and fatal demise sent shocking waves of anger, pain, and grief throughout Dominica, including among the DCFH administrators, physicians, midwives, nurses, and auxiliary staff. According to the World Health Organization, health system failure translates to poor quality care, including disrespect, mistreatment and abuse, insufficient numbers of and inadequately trained health workers, shortages of essential medical supplies, and poor accountability on the part of health system authorities. The Pan-American Health Organization reports that inequalities in socioeconomic status, ethnicity, education, age, and place of residence all increase the risk of a woman dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or the postpartum period. Further, it states that 9 out of 10 maternal deaths are preventable with timely access to evidence-based maternal care. Even on the preliminary information I have gathered, as a registered and licensed midwife in the Commonwealth of Dominica, I can categorically conclude that Tracy Johnley's death was preventable. In the past several months, Dominicans here and abroad have lamented the fact that Dominica is in that place where our health system has failed. Taking all of the above into consideration and with a great measure of urgency, Rosie Sparks Women Dominica urgently calls for a root cause analysis of Nurse Tracy and baby Tracy John Lewis deaths. The Hospital Board Authority and the Ministry of Health of Dominica by extension need once and for all to redeem itself, step up to excellence in the provision of quality maternal and general health care to the people of Dominica and all who come to our shores. Quality health care is a right. We therefore demand a root cause analysis account of why 27-year-old Nurse Tracy Johnlis and her family did not receive quality care and respectful treatment at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital. Hence, her baby's death, followed by her own demise on Saturday, 20th April.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK and are looking for Dominica products including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
We can all see why we are concerned about this untimely death of this very promising nurse out there in Dominica, and she is only an example of what has been going on in Dominica. For example, we're still waiting to find out what happened to Fadina Frampton, another very important figure in Dominica society, another very beloved member of the community in Dominica. We are still waiting to find out. You know, she went to the hospital back early January thinking she had dengue fever, and she came out in a body bag. And that is simply not acceptable. So we're still waiting to hear from the authorities in Dominica about her death. And once Nurse Rosie sent me this particular clip, I immediately reached out to her and said, you and your group, Rosie Sparks Women, have to continue on this case. Because what happens is too many times there are situations like this, situations like Fadina, situations like Tracy, and it is simply swept under the rug. Right? The government pays the funeral expenses, maybe gives the family a couple of dollars, and then the case is closed. So I admonished her to keep on top of this issue and to keep us apprised of what is going on with this case with Tracy John Lewis, so that her death and her baby's death are not in vain. So again, I want to thank you for being here for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. It is always wonderful to be in your company as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves. So what are your plans this week for tackling those life goals, for making those calls, sending those emails, getting the work in for the goals that you have set out for yourself? Because again, we see how quickly the month, the year is going along, and before we know it, we will be staring at December 31st, the end of the year, and we will be wondering what happened to the goal we set out for ourselves this year. So with that, thank you for being here. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time for another episode of Untapped Potential as we continue to get energized and powered up for the week ahead, and we continue to work on those all important goals. So remember, your life story is your strength. The challenges you faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So remember to tap into your potential. Stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, and stay active until we meet again right back here for another episode of Untapped Potential. You have yourself a wonderful week.